And back here on AM 1450 KATE, it's time to talk to our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. We'll talk to his head coach coming up in just a moment. This week we go to the wrestling mat. We go to Lake Mills freshman Lucas Oldenkamp, this week's Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. And Lucas, a good afternoon and congratulations on the honor.
Thank you.
So Lucas wrestles at 106. And Lucas, right off the bat, how long have you been wrestling?
I've been wrestling since I was like 5.
So you've been on the mat for a long time. I got to ask you, how did you get into wrestling? Is that something that's been in the family?
Kinda.
Okay.
My dad took me to my first practice in like Buffalo Center.
Okay, and you just kind of fell in love with wrestling?
Yeah.
So, Alex, tell us about some of your accomplishments this year. I know you have like a 20 pins on the season. You wrestle at 106. Talk about some of the highlights of your season so far.
I don't know. Again, probably the best match that I wrestled is probably against the Algona kid.
Okay. Pretty good wrestler?
Yep.
Okay. And how'd that one turn out?
We went into overtime, and I took him down at the end.
Okay. Well, congrats on that. Now, Lucas, I have to ask you, when it comes to individual wrestling, you're still wrestling. You're moving on, correct?
Yep.
Okay. So did you advance to state then?
Yep.
Well, congratulations. When it comes to going to state, is this your first time at state, or have you been there before?
I've been in AAU.
But not when it comes to high school?
Nope. First year.
That is awesome. So talk about your matches that got you to state. Give us a little breakdown of how you advanced and how those matches went.
My first match, I had the Southwind kid, and I had to just keep calm before I went out on the mat. And he tried to cradle me right away from my feet. It was kind of weird, but I just double-legged him and took him straight to the mat. Then I halved him and pinned him from there.
Okay.
And then I had the Nashua kid in the finals. It wasn't my best match ever, but at least he didn't turn me. And then I had to wrestle back against Central Springs kid. And it was a kid I should be if I was smart.
Okay.
And I just couldn't get nervous. So it worked out fine.
Well, so did you win that match against the Central Springs guy?
Yep, I pinned him in the second period.
Okay. Lucas Oldenkamp again, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, heading to a state for a Lake Mills. And Lucas, when does state take place?
This week. Starts Thursday.
Okay, and where do you get to go for that?
The Well, Waterloo.
Nice.
I mean, not Waterloo, Des Moines.
Des Moines, okay. So a trip to Des Moines for the state tournament. We wish you and the rest of the Bulldog wrestlers that advanced to state the best of luck. And Lucas, before we let you go, besides wrestling, what other sports or activities are you involved in?
I do wrestling year-round, but I think I might do trap shooting, and then out of school activities, I like to fish and hunt.
Very nice. Now, Lucas, when you say you wrestle year-round, where else do you wrestle besides wrestling with Lake Mills High School?
I got a Pinnacle up in Minneapolis.
Okay. So that takes you all over the place, I assume.
Yep.
And, Lucas, one last question for you. Talk about your family. Who are your mom and dad, and if you have any siblings?
My mom and dad are Tim and Lisa Oldenkamp, and my sisters, I have two sisters, Lindsay and Elizabeth.
And how old are your siblings?
The one is in fifth grade, and the other one's in first. Lindsay's in first, Liz is in fifth.
So you're the oldest, big brother.
Yep.
Lucas Oldenkamp again, wrestling at 106, a freshman for Lake Mills, this week's Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. And Lucas, thank you so much for the time. Congrats on the award. Good luck at state, and I'll have you hand the phone over to your head coach.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Lucas. Again, Lucas Oldenkamp with us here on KATE. We'll now talk with Alex Brandenburg, head coach of the Lake Mills wrestling team. And Coach, yeah, good afternoon, and thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, no problem.
Now let's talk about Lucas Oldenkamp, Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. We'll talk about the Lake Mills team as a whole coming up in just a moment. I talk about this young man, again, having a sensational season. What makes Lucas so good on the mat?
He's had a lot of mat time and growing up, and he's aggressive and pretty strong for his size. So, yeah, he really loves wrestling. It's obviously his favorite sport and big thing he wants to do.
Lucas Oldenkamp again, Athlete of the Week. And, Alex, let's talk about your team as a whole. Now, I know the streak came to an end when it comes to trying to get back to the state tournament as a team. Six straight years, you looked for a year number seven. And we talked about this earlier this season. You knew you had a young team. You knew you had a young team coming into the season. And it sounds like they wrestled very well, just ran into a good Emmitsburg team.
Yeah, we improved a lot this year. We had 20 kids out, 11 were freshmen. We were really young. I mean, our freshmen are really good. I mean, three of our four state qualifiers coming up this week are freshmen. We've just seen a lot of growth. I mean, and to be that close to making state duels, it's pretty amazing. I wouldn't have expected that before Christmas. I thought we'd be a long shot, but we were right in the mix. But, yeah, if you would have told me at the beginning of the year we'd be even close to making state duels, I would have told you you're crazy.
So a good surprise for you there, Coach. And, you know, your email said the team lost, I think, was 41-33 to Emmitsburg, but you guys fell behind early, came back and took a lead for a little bit. So it must have been one heck of a matchup, and it came down to the end.
Yeah, it did. We gave ourselves a chance to win, which is all you can ask for. I mean, like any meet, there was one or two things that could have gone better, but I'm sure they're thinking the same thing. But I think we really surprised them. I'm sure they were coming in thinking they'd just breeze by us and were more worried about Wes Hancock, but our young squad gave them everything they wanted, I guess.
Alex Brandenburg again, head coach of Lake Mills Wrestling here on KETE. And, Alex, you mentioned four wrestlers are going to be wrestling at state in Des Moines coming up this week. We know Lucas Oldenkamp at 106 is one of them. Who are the other three?
We have the next one in our lineup that's going is Hayden Helgeson. He's a freshman at 113, and he will go in as the 7 seed.
Okay.
He has a 41-6 record this year. First round, you know, we just get kind of a toss-up first round. Hopefully we can get past that one. And just want to get him on the stand, you know. I think if he wrestles well, he could be, you know, maybe make the bottom half of the stand, I think. You know, same thing with Lucas. We're hoping he can, you know, be in the mix to get on the stand. And, yeah, it's a good season for those two. Then we jump to 152. We have Alex Beatty. He's a junior. He placed eighth last year at 145, so he has some experience wrestling down there, which will serve him well. He goes in as the 5th seed, and a lot of that's based off his success last year, which is good. And then our last qualifier is Wyatt Hanna. He's a freshman at 220 pounds. He's really wrestled well the second half of this year. He's minimizing mistakes, and, yeah, he's just come a long way. He's kind of getting caught a lot at the beginning of the year, and he's cleaned things up, and he's a big, strong kid. And he goes in on the 9 seed as a 9 seed and has pretty tough 8 seed first round.
Now, Alex, first of all, how many guys make the stand? And second of all, how does it work? Is it pure double elimination tournament? I know, like in the state of Minnesota, if you lose, you need some help from the guy that beat you. How do things work there in Iowa?
It's just a typical bracket. It's a true double elimination tournament. I think Iowa's spread theirs out a little more over 3 days, so they don't have to try to cram it in two. And yeah, so it's a true double elimination. We place eight.
Okay.
I know Minnesota does six. So essentially, you need to win two matches to place. You either need to win the first one. If you lose, then win the first one on the back. Or if you lose the first one, you got to win the next two. So it's pretty simple system. We really like it, and yeah, you just don't have to depend on fate to kind of. And now that it's seeded, you're way less likely to have like a quarter bracket that's crazy hard. You know, used to see. I mean, the old system 5-6 years ago was it was unseeded. All the first place district kids went on the top line of their respective match in the runners up, and you were halfway across the bracket from the kid from your district.
Gotcha.
But yeah, sometimes you'd get a quarter bracket there where, geez, all four guys are really good, and you might not survive the first day. But now it's a little better, and the seeding's not perfect. I mean, but it's all right.
It works, right? It's not 100%, but it works.
Right, it does. Some freshmen kind of get the shaft because they don't have, they don't have like stuff from last year, like place winner, qualifier. Yeah, in general, works out all right. I noticed that like 113 ended up being a mess because the number one and I think two ranked first and second ranked kids ended up as the first seed and the 9 seed.
Oh, wow.
So that 9 seed, I mean, probably the best two kids. But he is a freshman. He hasn't wrestled a lot of kids in the bracket. But, yeah, he's the real deal. I think he's 2-2 against the number one kid because they're only about 10 miles apart geographically. But in general, it works out all right. But there's still some, ones you look at and shake your head.
Yep. Alex Brandenburg again, the head coach of the Lake Mills wrestling team, talking about his team and four individuals competing at state coming up this week, and also talking about our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, freshman Lucas Oldenkamp at 106. Coach, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. And good luck to those young men coming up this weekend.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Appreciate the call.